You're going to see a lot more confusion in a toxic family. You weren't treated like a real person. If you had a narcissistic mother, chances are you're well aware that narcissistic mothers have this way of invalidating their children. They're kind of masters at that whole invalidation game.
You may have been neglected or you may have been controlled.
You're going to see the rules being changed every time you turn around. You don't know what's acceptable or not, because sometimes toxic parents change the rules just to sort of serve themselves in the moment.
You were robbed of a healthy, normal childhood. And if that's the case for you, then you know very often it leads to more struggles as an adult, whether we're talking about relationship issues or something else.
With narcissistic mothers, the spectrum is broad. You have mothers who go all the way from completely neglecting and ignoring their children to the other end of the spectrum, where you have mothers who completely control every single move their child makes. But if you did have a narcissistic mother, then you know that there's one thing they almost all have in common, and that is that they had very little empathy for you and very little patience for you as an individual.
You will see discrimination between siblings or even other parents in the family. If one parent is toxic and the other parent maybe is more of an enabler or even sort of a codependent, you will see the codependent or enabling parent being thrown on the chopping block just like the kids will be.
Typically, what you're going to see with a narcissist is one of two things: either a mother who's incredibly controlling or a mother who acts like you don't exist at all, ignores you a lot, kind of lets you do your own thing more often than she should.
What do narcissistic mothers say when you make a choice they don't agree with? You only did that to hurt me. You're so ungrateful. You never stop to think. You are so selfish. This is never going to work.
The worst part is that being part of a toxic family will inevitably, especially for the people affected by the toxic person or the toxic people, will inevitably lead to depression, anxiety, stress, CPTSD, and a number of other issues.
A narcissistic mother might kind of live through you. She might treat you as though you need to fulfill every dream that she had before she had you. Or she might try to be the center of your life, the center of your attention at all times, and of course, the attention of everyone else around you.
You feel unsafe, or you might feel unsafe at varying times in your life. You feel unsafe to the point that your body and your mind are almost always in sort of a hypervigilant state, almost like you're in fight or flight mode all the time. In fact, that might be literally what you're dealing with. And if not that, you might be in the frozen state.
How about some things that narcissistic mothers say when you're upset or you're crying about anything, and the mothers are annoyed by your emotions, which of course they feel are not real or relevant? Get over it. You're so dramatic. I'll give you something to cry about. I told you so. Why do things always affect you more than other people? These are the choices that you have made.
She might see your independence as a threat. She might think that you don't deserve to be separate from her, and she might, in fact, not even see you as a real person outside of her.
You don't feel accepted unless you're doing what they want you to do. So acceptance by your parents or by the other members of the family becomes conditional. And so as long as you do exactly what your toxic parent or toxic family member wants from you, then you're accepted. But the moment that you don't, or you don't do it right, or you have an opinion that doesn't match theirs, watch out, because you'll be rejected and treated with, at the very least, disrespect. And it can get worse than that.
I think one of the most telling signs of a narcissistic mother is that she denies her child individual self. She denies her child the ability to not be an extension of herself. She denies her child selfhood, independence. She denies her child the right to be a real person. And she has no empathy for the way that child feels. In fact, whether she states it out loud or not, that child in her mind exists only as an extension of herself and only to serve her own selfish needs.
You'll know very well that denial is more than a river in Egypt. And what I mean is that whenever there is something that you have to complain about, or something that bothers you, or something you want to talk about, or you're being mistreated, or you're being ignored, whatever it is, if you come forth and you say, "Hey, I have a problem and I need some help figuring this out," or "I don't like the way this is happening in the family," well, very quickly you'll see why I said denial isn't just a river in Egypt, because you'll be living with people who will be denying your reality. That really messes with your head. It causes cognitive dissonance, among other issues, because you're being told that your reality is different than what it really is. In some cases, this can also sort of look like gaslighting.
What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you attempt to confront them about their behavior or abuse or anything they've done to you? "What is wrong with you? You're making too much out of nothing. I never did that. You're just sensitive. I don't remember it that way." Or, I don't care.
You might be a people pleaser, someone who always wants everyone to love them, always wants everyone to feel happy with them and be okay with them, and someone who might bend over backward to make sure that someone else likes them or is okay with them or isn't angry at them.
You must submit to the toxic person in the family. And if you don't submit to them, you will be punished. So what it comes down to is that in a dysfunctional family, you will have one, usually one sort of senior toxic person or narcissist who will come out as the leader. And that person, whether one of your parents was toxic or both of them were, that person feels like they have ultimate authority over you and everybody else in the family. And if you don't give them their props, if you don't let them have the ultimate authority, again, you'll be punished, maybe by silent treatment, maybe by something different, but you will feel the effects and it will not be good.
You might deal with anxiety or depression.
Now, what happens if you prove a narcissistic mother wrong or you have a different opinion than them? What kinds of things do they say then? You think you're so smart. I have no idea what you're talking about. Who told you that? You're so gullible. You can't believe everything people say.
You might deal with major trust issues. You might feel empty inside.
Your appearance matters more than it should. And what I mean is, especially to people outside of the family, how you appear matters. Whether this is physical appearance or this is grades or this is showing up at a certain place at a certain time, whatever that particular toxic person's sort of preferred method of looking perfect is, whether it's physically or otherwise, you need to follow that. Or, again, you're going to feel the consequences. And so what it comes down to is that even if everybody in the family is suffering, the whole family has to keep smiling. If they don't, you know what happens next? Trouble.
You might feel like you don't deserve to be happy. You might have a really hard time feeling emotions, expressing emotions, or even just the idea of them. You might notice that you're in a codependent relationship with someone else as an adult. Gaslighting is their favorite way to make a child feel not quite good enough, and they very often continue this throughout the relationship with their child. And unless the child actually figures out, hey, my mom's a narcissist and this isn't normal, they may go their entire lives just plain old feeling not good enough. You might notice that you don't have a really strong sense of who you are, and maybe you're not even entirely sure what you want in life.
What types of things do narcissistic mothers say when you question their authority? Don't you dare look at me like that. Get that look off your face before I slap it off. Who do you think you are? How dare you question me? And what kind of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're guilt tripping you? You know a narcissistic mother loves a good guilt trip. I will die without you. You're breaking my heart. You are the reason your father and I divorced. You only care about yourself. I've given up my whole life for you. You owe me this because I gave you life. I'm the only one who will ever really love you. You're so ungrateful.
You might have a really hard time saying no, and you might have a really hard time creating and enforcing your own personal boundaries.
Rage becomes the norm. In most families, healthier families, to see someone fly into a rage would shock everyone in the family. It's not a normal occurrence. But when you're talking about a dysfunctional family, rage is something that you expect and you see on a consistent basis. So be aware of that. If you're dealing with someone who has rage all the time, who's always angry, that's not healthy or normal. That's dysfunctional. This type of rage is usually irrational, is unfounded in many cases, or unfair. It can be explosive and in some cases even violent. Sadly, if there are other people in the family who struggle with different mental health issues or other types of trouble, this can be magnified in that type of dysfunctional family.
You might always feel guilty or shameful about yourself. You might kind of hate yourself, self-loathing. It's not good.
And you know that just like all narcissists, narcissistic mothers love to devalue you and tear you down. So what kinds of things do they say when they're in that process of devaluing you and destroying you as an individual? You were a mistake. Everything in my life is your fault because you were born. You're just like, insert awful individual here. You're never going to amount to anything. I don't know whose child you are. I'm so ashamed of you. You should be ashamed of yourself. No one will ever love you. No one will ever want you. You are worthless. You're immature. You don't deserve to be happy. Just wait till your father gets home. It's a shame you don't have any friends. People would like you so much more if you weren't so blank. Everyone else agrees that you're horrible, lazy, stupid, or otherwise unsavory.
If your mother always wanted to present a perfect family image to people outside the house, you might have had a narcissistic mother. But the image outside the house was perfect. The image behind closed doors was far less than perfect, and in fact was probably very painful for you to deal with and grow up with. Your mother might have gone to great lengths to show everybody that she was such a great mom. Maybe she was your Girl Scout leader, your Boy Scout leader, or the band mom, or the prom mom, or whatever. She was always doing stuff, letting everybody know, hey, I'm a great mom. But then when, behind closed doors, she was secretly, verbally, emotionally, and maybe even physically abusing you. Sound familiar?
Now, one of the things about narcissistic mothers that's so shocking is that they can actually be jealous of their own children. And this is especially true for girls, but also for boys in some ways. So what kinds of things do narcissistic mothers say when they're acting jealous of you? You're such a Pollyanna, always with your rose-colored glasses on. You think you're so pretty, so smart, or so good. You're a, insert rude term here, and you're only trying to get attention. Guys only like you because you are a blank, or girls only like you for your money. People always used to tell me that I was pretty. You are ugly on the inside.
Maybe she could never be wrong. Maybe your mother was always right no matter what. And even when she was wrong, she found a way to twist everything around so that she was still right. And she definitely never apologized for any mistake. And of course, if you confronted her about her mistakes or her behavior, she would deny everything or turn everything around on you and make it your fault. One of the biggest things with all narcissists is they never display empathy. If your mother was never able to show that she cared how you felt, never sympathized with you, seemed only interested in her feelings and could care less about yours, you might be dealing with a narcissist.
Narcissistic mothers are also infamous for their well-timed, backhanded compliments. What's a backhanded compliment? Well, it's a compliment that just kind of includes a little dig, kind of painful, and often kind of sneaky. So here are some things that narcissistic mothers say when they're trying to give you a backhanded compliment. You're so smart, but you have zero common sense. You know what? You would be so pretty if you just lost a few pounds. Oh my gosh, your house is so clean. It's no wonder your two-year-old can't read yet. Well, that dress is so pretty. It would just look so good on your sister. I am so proud of your accomplishment because obviously you get it from me.
Another thing narcissistic mothers do is they project their own terrible behavior onto you. If you were in the middle of a big fight, a big argument, and your mother would suddenly stop and scream at you, "You get out of here! You're not allowed to scream at me! How dare you speak to me that way? Go to your room! We'll talk about it later!" Well, that's probably because you were winning the argument, but that's a sign of a narcissistic mother as well. If your mother was ever criticized by you or anyone else in her life, she probably did not react well if she was a narcissist. If she screams at you, if she smacks you, if she sends you to your room for saying something about her that she doesn't like, you might be dealing with a narcissist.
There's always a scapegoat. Whether it is you or it's a parent, someone in the house is always getting the blame for everything. This could be anything from losing a receipt to spilling chili all over the floor to, you know, something bigger, like the family going broke. Regardless of what it is, somebody in the family has to take the blame and has to be prepared to do that. And usually it's the person who is the family scapegoat. And this will also be the person that the narcissist tends to take out a lot of their issues on in a toxic family structure.
If your mother had a favorite child and she had a child she liked less and it was really clear and obvious there was a scapegoat, there was a golden child, there was a lost child, whatever, you might be dealing with a narcissist. The toxic family structure is ugly.
You will be pitted against siblings and other family members, almost like you're in competition with each other, for not only awards and things throughout your life, but also for the love of the most toxic parent in the house. What's really bad about this is that it sort of separates siblings who might otherwise have been loving siblings, who might otherwise have been great friends. They're separated and made to compete for this person's love. And if they never recognize that the family is toxic, very often they don't ever go back to being part of that family, and it's pretty heartbreaking for a lot of people.
If you ever had to parent your mother, you had to comfort her, you had to be there for her, take care of her, because she made you feel responsible for her feelings, you might be dealing with a narcissistic mother. If you were gaslighted and controlled by her, if your mother used gaslighting, which is a psychological manipulation tactic, against you to make you feel crazy or doubt your sanity, well, she did this to control you. This meant that you were always trying to sort of defend yourself or figure out what was happening in life. You probably doubted your own reality and your own self and your own sense of what was really happening before your eyes. Gaslighting.
And you have to take sides. And this is the worst part for somebody who's involved with a toxic family or a dysfunctional family, but who isn't sort of the boss of the family. So whether you believe or you don't believe that the scapegoat is the problem or that this happened or that happened, whatever, you must choose sides. And if you choose the wrong side, you're going to feel the consequences. Now, in a toxic family, in a dysfunctional family, the right side to choose to not have the trouble would be the side of the toxic parent or the narcissist. But you'll notice the scapegoat very often stands alone. And even when somebody does try to support the scapegoat, the narcissist will usually do anything in their power to sort of shift that person's view, even if it involves threats and other types of bad behavior.
So you spent your whole childhood feeling like you didn't really know what was going on, doubting yourself, doubting your beliefs, doubting your feelings, doubting your experiences. This gave your mother the upper hand so she could more easily control you. I've seen in a lot of survivors, and the same thing happened to me, mothers would take their children to the doctors and say, this person's got this problem or that problem, and doctors would put them on meds they didn't need to be on. And guess what? Those meds made those children more controllable. If you were constantly insulted by your parent, directly or indirectly, you might be dealing with a narcissist. If they harassed you, denied you things that you needed, or berated and demeaned you on a constant basis, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother. In fact, if you had a specific insecurity, your narcissistic mother would exploit that against you. For example, if you were worried about your weight, your narcissistic mother might put you on diet after diet after diet and ultimately leave you way uncomfortable with your body. If your narcissistic mother feels like she's overweight, she might literally harass you into also becoming overweight. If you thought that you could not share your feelings with your mother because you knew that she would spit them back in your face or use them against you or make fun of you or make it about themselves, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother.
While there is, in a healthy family, plenty of love and respect to go around, in a toxic family or a dysfunctional family, that's not the case. Like I said, there is a structure, and there is, you know, the golden child, the lost child, the funny one, the, you know, lots of different labels we could put on the scapegoat. But what it comes down to is that while they might have all the material things in the world, and that's not always the case, the love and the respect and the compassion, that is on very limited supply and usually only shelled out to those who are deemed worthy by the toxic person. And there's a lot of blame, a lot of shame that happens, and it's really unhealthy for all involved.
If anytime you faced an issue as a child, your mother would turn it all around and make it about her, you might be dealing with a narcissist mother. If your mother lied to you or manipulated you or tried to control you all the time, tried to make you think things that weren't true so that you would do things she wanted you to do, might be a narcissist mother. If your mother would take credit for anything you did that was good, and if you won a trophy in a swim meet, she would put the trophy in her bedroom on her trophy case, you might have a narcissist mother. Or if someone else congratulates you on something good that you've done, maybe you were the valedictorian in your high school class, and your mother overhears someone saying, oh my gosh, you're so smart, great job, great job, your mother might come over and butt into that conversation and go, yep, they totally get it from me, I'm the smart one in the family. Always wanting to own your accomplishments. If you ever felt like your mother was competing with you, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother acted like that, oh, don't we look just like sisters? You might have a narcissist mother. If your mother acted like everything you did wasn't good enough and everything she did was great, might have a narcissist mother. If your mother never respected your boundaries, if she came into your room and turned it upside down and threw all your stuff on the floor because she found, I don't know, your grandpa's heart pill in the house and thought you were on drugs, that happened to me, you might have a narcissist mother. If there was no private space in your home that you could call your own and she would constantly bust in the door without knocking, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother went through your room and everything that you own and found things to use against you all the time, if your mother liked to get even with you, you might have a narcissist mother.
When you're part of a toxic or a dysfunctional family, you're going to feel uncomfortable around these people, especially the toxic ones of the family, all the time. You're going to look back and you're going to notice, you know what? Never once have I really enjoyed myself in that person's presence. Or if you did, there is such an extreme other side of that, that suddenly you realize that maybe ever all the things you did enjoy were just less painful than the other things that you dealt with. Being vulnerable in a dysfunctional family, being open with who you are, it puts you essentially in line for years, maybe decades, of consistent over-criticizing, undervaluing abuse.
If you did anything that was against their beliefs or wrong or in any way against them, even in the tiniest way, you would be severely punished. Might be a narcissist mother. Maybe she would break something you owned or cared about, or she would deliberately sabotage your school dance, or in some way do something to hurt you majorly in your life. You might have a narcissist mother. If your mother was conditional with her love and she only loved you when you acted like she wanted you to act, and she only loved you when you did something that she thought was okay or that was in line with how she believed life should be or you should be. If you failed to get attention from her when you didn't do those things, or she called you not good enough or something worse because you acted in a way that she didn't choose for you to act, you might have a narcissist mother. If you lived in fear of guilt trips and your whole life is based around the fact that you tried to do what your mother wanted you to do Instead of what made her angry or upset, you might have a narcissist mother. If you were controlled through codependency or any other sort of don't leave me tactic, you might have a narcissist mother. If your mother marginalized everything that you were, everything you felt, thought, believed, knew to be true about yourself, and made you feel like you weren't really a real person or that you weren't as real as other people around you. If your mother always acts like she's better than you and like everything you do isn't as good as her. If she's grandiose and acts like she's superior. If she just generally makes you feel like no matter what you say, do, think, or feel, everything she says, thinks, does, or feels is better than you or more important than you. If she's more concerned about what people outside the house think about her than what she thinks about what you think about her as a child, you might have a narcissist mother.
And just like most narcissists, narcissistic mothers have a really high opinion of themselves, and so they also have delusions of grandeur. So let's talk about some things that narcissistic mothers say during said delusions, shall we? I'm not capable of lying. How dare you accuse me of that? Everyone wishes they could have a mother like me. Calm down. You're being irrational. Side note, especially when you're not actually being crazy or irrational. It's like an effort to drive you to that place. I'll never understand how I gave birth to a horrible child like you. I'm such an amazing person. I can't believe you're no good at blank. You should totally be successful at blank because you're my child. Does any of that sound familiar to you?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, and share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.